Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily broadcast of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. Let's let Him know that He has been praised and worshiped.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Oh yes,
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And of course, the theme text for that little chorus comes to us from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Well, let's turn to the Word of God for today's broadcast, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. "The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Wonderful words of life as we begin the service today. I hope that you're telling someone about this broadcast ministry and inviting them to worship with you. And then I hope also that you'll have some contact paper and pencil, something you can write down, some contact information, and let us know that you're there. If you have a song request or a prayer request, please feel free to send them to us. We'll definitely pray over your prayer request, and we'll do our best to honor your song request. And then if you'd like to visit our website, www.pentecostalradio.org, you can click listen online, hear the broadcast services anytime. And then if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. It is a free, safe transaction. You don't have to sign up or for an account or any such thing. And we're not going to be sending you a bunch of letters begging you for money and offering you all kinds of gimmicks. We just are here to worship the Lord and praise the Lord with you. Page 274 in the Redback Church Hymnal. The song is entitled "Remember." And I told Sister Linda, when I was a young boy in my hometown, they were having a community Easter service of some kind at the First Baptist Church, and they invited me to come and sing in that service, and this is the song that I sang. It's simply entitled "Remember," page 274.
I remember how my Savior died for me on the rugged cross of dark Mount Calvary. I remember how He cried, how He bowed His head and died. I remember dark Calvary. I remember how He paid the debt for me, how His blood was shed on dark Calvary. I can see it flowing now. I remembered our Calvary. I remember how he blessed and broke the bread. Sanctifies thy broken body, thus he said. Broken on that cruel tree, hanging there for you and me. I remembered our Calvary. I remember how he paid the debt for me. How his blood was shed on dark Calvary. Oh, the blood of Calvary's brow, I can see it flowing now. I remember dark Calvary. I remember how he blessed the cup of wine, that which is the precious fruitage of the vine. Oh, this is my blood, he cried, and for many it was shed. I remember dark Calvary. I remember how he paid the debt for me. How his blood was shed on dark Calvary. Oh, the blood of Calvary's brow, I can see it flowing now. I remember dark Calvary. Just remember how they pierced him in his side, from which flowed the precious healing, cleansing tide. It was shed for you and me, that from sin we might be free. I remember dark Calvary.
Sing it with us now.
I remember how he paid the debt for me. How his blood was shed on dark Calvary. Oh, the blood of Calvary's brow, I can see it flowing now. I remember dark Calvary.
Hallelujah. Turning to our precious promise today, the Word of God teaches us in John 15:11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is the commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you today that you have spoken to us. And we're thankful, Lord, that your love remains in us. And Lord, we want to be thankful that our joy can be full. Fill me with love. Fill me with joy. Help me to obey your commandment and love one another. Help me to extend that love to others, Lord, that you have loved me. Father, we are thankful for the example of the greatest love could ever be shown, is that a man lay down his life for his friends, the very thing that you did for your people. Hear us today, we pray. Minister to each one that's with us today. Save our loved ones most of all. Lord, may this be the day when someone repents of sin. Use this service for your glory and your honor, and we'll give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise Him with us now. Hallelujah.
Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord.
And I'll give you some more contact information at the end. I was born to serve the Lord. From the dust of the earth, God created man. His breath made man a living soul.
Likeness, created in His image, for I was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny Him. I'll always walk beside Him.
Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. If you'd like to help our broadcast stay on the air or send us a song request, we'd love to hear from you. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And then the website again, www.pentecostalradio.org. You hear the broadcast each day, and you can also hear the weekly half-hour broadcast. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
For I was made in His likeness, created in His image.